This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Republican National Convention kicks off next week, but before that, committee members are in Cleveland this week, shaping the party's rules and platform positions. We check in now with Republican National Committee Woman Juliana Bergeron of Keene, who is in Cleveland this week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the status of New Hampshire's first in the nation presidential primary, always a big topic here. Heading into this week, it looked like New Hampshire's leadoff status could be challenged. So what's happened?
Well, there was a lot of work behind the scenes, and there were no rule changes offered yesterday that would challenge our first-in-the-nation status. I think the Rules Committee had a lot, you know, on their mind and a lot of work to do with trying to keep delegates bound, and when this was going to come up, it never came up. So we did make a lot of calls and worked with the other carve-out states, particularly South Carolina and Iowa, and I think the prior work paid off, so it's great.
Yeah, the fact is, though, that the Republicans who want to see the primary process change are likely to bring this up again, aren't they?
It always comes up. It comes up every time we have an election, every time there's a presidential election, and it comes up mostly, you know, at almost every other RNC meeting. There are people who want a Southern primary with six states, which would put us out of business, and there are two new ideas that people want to do, see a combination like Massachusetts and New Hampshire combining, and Iowa and another state combining to bring more states into this process. And there's a thought that they could do a rotating primary and change the states every election cycle, but I don't see how that would ever work at all. But none of those ideas came to the floor yesterday.
Moving on, you sit on the platform committee, which earlier this week rejected appeals to soften the party's language on same-sex marriage. The draft platform calls for overturning the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year that legalized same-sex marriage. Now, you've been open about your disagreement with your party's stance on this issue. Is this an area where you believe Republicans need to change their thinking?
I do think Republicans need to change their thinking, but I do understand that this party, you know, this platform supports, you know, the party base, a good deal of the party base. So I'm in a minority here, as are other people. I just think that the Republican Party wants to be a party of a big tent, and, you know, we need to open our minds to equality for all.
So, I mean, it's fair to say that you're a little disappointed by the direction here.
Well, no, I'm not disappointed because I didn't really expect it to change, you know. Disappointed. I think there are a lot of disappointed people in our country, though, who did work hard and thought that it was going to change. I mean, I think the platform always reinforces the views of the party base, and that's what we have here. I was more surprised, actually, to see them put in actual information about the wall. They put in, you know, a plank on the support of a border wall. And so I really think that, you know, the Trump people were pretty much hands-off on the platform, but the base has decided, you know, obviously not just the base, but the parties. We're supporting Donald Trump, and so they did put in some of his ideas.
The platform also does take what some call other anti-LGBT positions, such as supporting state bans on transgender people using the bathroom of their choice. Are these areas where the party risks alienating groups of voters, though?
Well, I saw some of the people who I thought would be most disappointed about that, you know, at an event yesterday, and they felt they had made some gains because they felt they had more people voting. I guess, you know, there were five people voting in favor of such things in 2012, and they felt there was somewhere around 30 people voting for such things in 2016, so they considered it progress.
Of course, social issues are just part of the platform, which goes before the full convention next week. What areas of the platform were you most focused on this week?
I was most focused on jobs and the economy. That is what I believe should be our number one focus, that in defense, particularly in light of what happened yesterday in France. So I was happy to be working on jobs and the economy. I think that makes the most sense. I think a lot of the problems in our country could be solved by people having jobs and being able to support themselves and their families and having a better life in that aspect. I think it would help in every area.
Also this week, a push by some of the party to unbind the delegates failed, essentially ending the so-called Never Trump movement. Now, this clears the way for Donald Trump to secure the nomination this week, or next week. What's your position about Trump?
I'm a Trump person. He's who the people in New Hampshire voted for. Not all of them, obviously, but he did win our primary. And so, therefore, I don't think it's a time for me to, this idea of voting conscience and thinking that I can change to somebody else. I think I represent New Hampshire Republicans, and I'm supporting Donald Trump.
Would you describe yourself as an enthusiastic supporter?
I am an enthusiastic supporter at this time, yes. Yes, I do. I don't think we have a choice. I think it's between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and there is no way I want to see Hillary Clinton in the White House. I think she is perhaps the most disingenuous person that I have ever seen, and a lot of young people don't trust her, and I think we have to be, you know, a party that looks to the future, and I think I don't agree with the way Donald Trump has said everything. I think he has hit the court here in the United States.
So there's no trepidation on your part?
About him being president? No,
yes.
Not at all. Not at all. We've had Barack Obama for president for 8 years, and I believe in our style of government, and I believe that we have checks and balances, and I don't believe any one person can do extreme harm to our country. So therefore, you know, I trust our system of government. And I also think that the person that we saw earlier in this campaign and was, you know, a little more of a showman, and I think he's gradually becoming more presidential. And I have faith. I have faith that, you know, it's going to work, and that he didn't become as successful as he is, by being the person we saw early in the campaign.
Juliana Bergeron of Keene, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.